"Yet," Conseil asked me, "doesn't Master believe in gigantic devilfish?" "Yikes! Who in Hades ever believed in them?" the Canadian exclaimed. "Many people, Ned, my friend," I said. "No fishermen, scientists, maybe." "Pardon me, Ned, fishermen and scientists." "Why, I to whom you speak," Conseil said, with the world's straightest face, "I recall perfectly seeing a large boat dragged under the waves by the arms of a cephalopod."
"You saw that?" the Canadian asked.
"Yes, Ned."
"With your own two eyes?"
"With my own two eyes."
"Where, may I ask?"
"In St. Malo," Conseil returned unflappably.
"In the harbour?"
Ned Land said sarcastically.
"No, in a church," Conseil replied.
"In a church?"
the Canadian exclaimed. "Yes, Ned, my friend. It had a picture that portrayed the devilfish in question."
"How good!" Ned Land exclaimed with a burst of laughter. "Mr. Conseil put one over on me."
"Actually, he's right," I said. "I've heard about that picture. But the subject it portrays is taken from a legend, and you know how to rate legends in matters of natural history. Besides, when it's an issue of monsters, the human imagination always tends to run wild.